About 2.4 million registered voters across Liberia are expected to go to the polls today, Tuesday, November 14, to elect either President George Weah of the Coalition for Democratic Change, CDC, or former Vice President Joseph Boakai of the Opposition Unity Party, UP, the top two finishers in the country's October 10 first round vote. Neither one obtained the 50 plus one vote in the first round of the election held in October as required by the Constitution of Liberia. In his final press conference over the weekend, Boakai told the nation that defeating Weah would be the end of the problems the country is encountering.
It is the end to lawlessness and industrialized corruption. It is the end to the cheers by mortars, relatives and friends who continue to weep for their children and loved ones who were the victims, disappearances, and mysterious murders. For many parents, it is the end to the drug epidemic.
For his part, Weah vowed during his final campaign rally over the weekend to restore the hope of Liberians if given a second chance.
I want to assure you with renewed enthusiasm, I will dedicate my effort during the second term to accelerating the implementation of existing programs and policies. We will also take on new initiatives that will further justify the vote of confidence being placed in us by these numerous investments.
Voter Emmanuel Begon tells VOA he will cast his ballot to transform the country.
Things are not too far with citizens, so more people, these are some of the things we're going to see today. We sit in our airplane check or in whatever, it have never been that way. But because of no job, these are things that make us sit in our home and sort of be that.
Another voter, Amanda Gay, is a food seller. She says she will vote for better schooling for her children.
I'm going to vote my Gibi. We are tired of. We need better education for our children because for me, I'm already in my future. So I need better education for my children's future. I need to live a better life in my children.
The chairperson of the National Elections Commission, Devieta Brown-Lasana, told VOA the board is ready for today's vote across the 5,890 polling places.
The commission is very well prepared for the 14th November presidential runoff. I say this to say that we have all the money that was budgeted for the process. Our entire budget was 53 million. So we have received all of that money. We also say we are ready because our ballots arrived in the country last week and they were deployed to the field.
According to the Constitution, the result is expected to be declared within 15 days, but unlike the first round, which requires a 50% plus one to win, the winning candidates in the runoff only need a simple majority to win. For VOA's Daybreak Africa, I'm Denise Nipsey in Monrovia, Liberia.